Hi, this is Mark Miner, and you're listening to Minard.com podcast. Today we're going to take a close look at some of the Civil War veterans who were members of the Ross Rush Post of the Grand Army of the Republic. The Rush Post was based in Ursina, Somerset County, Pennsylvania, and some of the veterans are buried in the nearby Jersey Baptist Church, which was founded in 1775. I made these remarks recently in the Jersey Church at the request of the Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War and Auxiliary of the Mount Union Church Camp. My hope is that you'll come away with a better sense of them as men and the challenges they faced, stemming from months or even years they spent away as soldiers in the Union Army during a political division and military tragedy on our very own soil. Now, there are nine soldiers that we will discuss. I'm going to do the first three in this first podcast, and then I will do three more in a second podcast, and then a third in the third and final podcast. The war changed everything for these men and their families. I wore black during my presentation on purpose as a symbol of the darkness that descended on our land at that time. The war was on everyone's lips every day for 4 years, with such suffering as our nation had never known. What began as a national argument turned into armed slaughter of more than 500,000 husbands, brothers, and sons on both sides, both believing they were right in the eyes of God. Today, we're in the midst of another national argument with our country divided deeply and many, many relationships broken. My prayer that day in the church in Ursina is that this debate today will never escalate into something more deadly. Now, the 10 soldiers we'll talk about are the following. I'm sorry, 9 soldiers. Jerome B. Jennings, Jacob J. Rush, Leroy Forker, Harrison Yunkin, John Enos, Marcellus Andrews, Foster Yunkin, Balaam Yunkin, and Charles Rose. They were all connected in some way through the complex spider web of family, primarily the Yunkin, Minard, and Ream clans, which are my areas of focus. Now, all of these stories are told in greater detail on my website, so please take a look at www.minard.com. The first soldier that I'm going to talk about is Jerome B. Jennings. He was born in 1845 in Ursina, the son of Thomas and Christina Ream Jennings. When he was age 19, he married 24-year-old Mary Adeline Rhodes. Their children were Emily Jennings, Arabella Jennings, Susanna Jennings, and Elmer Ellsworth Jennings. During the war, Jerome served with the 85th Pennsylvania Volunteer Infantry. He was wounded in battle near Richmond at Fair Oaks Seven Pines. 5 years after the war ended, Jerome was awarded a military pension as compensation for wartime ailments or injuries. From then until his death more than half a century later, he received monthly pension payments, and it was good money. I hope to hold and copy his pension paperwork file this summer at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., as I've done with most other of these veterans, and then I hope to write up the highlights for their biographies on my website. Back to Jerome. He learned the trade of shoemaking and was profiled in the 1884 book History of Bedford, Somerset, and Fulton Counties. His entry reads, quote, "He at first worked for Davis and Coder and in 1875 bought out the firm. He has held various borough offices, including those of councilman, school director, and burgess," unquote. In 1880, Jerome B. Jennings served as Ursina's delegate on the Republican County Committee. As burgess of town, he was faced with a number of very important issues, concerns, and improvements. Here's one. In 1888, the borough approved a new ordinance, quote, "No cow or other horned cattle shall be permitted to run at large within the limits of Ursina between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5:30 a.m. during the months of May, June, July, August, September, and October. Any owner of such animals, or having them in charge so offending, shall pay a fine or not exceeding $1 and costs. Jerome endured heartache in the fall of 1882 when his married sister Sarah, who was wedded to Samuel Bookman of Ursina, fed poisonous mushrooms to her husband and her children and herself, and it was not accidental. The Somerset Herald reported that two of the children died and that she and another child were not expected to recover. Now, the husband did recover. He vomited immediately. And another of their sons recovered with severe mental damage, spent time in an orphanage in the eastern part of Pennsylvania, died there as a child, and is buried there. In his final years, Jerome B. Jennings was admitted to the National Military Home in Dayton, Ohio. Suffering with hardening of the arteries, he passed away there at the age of 79 in 1923. His remains were shipped back to Ursina for burial beside his wife in the Reims Cemetery. So you see, mental illness was not just an invention of the 21st century. Soldier number two is Jacob J. Rush. At the age of 17, Jacob was joined in wedlock with Sarah Dull, daughter of Frederick Dull and Peggy Fadley, and granddaughter of Christina Yunkin Dull. Jacob J. Rush stood 5'5" and weighed 153 pounds. He had a dark complexion, gray eyes, and black hair. His grandparents, William Rush and Sarah Kirkpatrick, were said to have been among the early pioneers of the Jersey settlement in Somerset County. His relative Jacob Rush Sr. was a revolutionary soldier whose name appears in the records of this church as a member of its very first year in 1775. Now, Sarah and Jacob Rush went on to have 13 children, of whom two died in infancy unnamed. The others were Emma Jane Yunkin, Sabina Dahl Forker, Mary Enos, Frederick Logan Rush, Grant Rush, Harvey Rush, Edna Rush, Anna Kutz, Margaret Ellen Sellers, Maud Crow, Lloyd Scott Rush, and Sadie Parnell. One of his sons-in-law, Leroy Forker, was about his same age and was a Civil War veteran and co-founder of the Rush Post. 4 years into the marriage, Jacob enlisted in the Union Army during the war. He joined an independent organization of local soldiers mustered in at New Centerville and known as Captain William Schrock's Company. The term was to be 6 months. The unit later became part of the 1st Battalion Pennsylvania Infantry, and he was honorably discharged at Harrisburg in 1864. After the war's end, Jacob and Sarah Rush made their home for 6 years in Westmoreland County, then spent a year in Fayette County, and then in 1872 returned to Ursina. When examined by military surgeons in 1891, Jacob complained that, quote, "I have very weak eyes. I can't read any print without glasses. I have rheumatism in my right shoulder and arm. My heart beats very fast. Often can't sleep at all in bed. I get shortness of breath and difficult breathing," unquote. A newspaper once said that Jacob Rush followed the occupation of farmer for a number of years when he received the appointment of a gauge in the Internal Revenue Service and moved to Rockwood, where he remained for 10 years. He's the first known of our relatives to serve with the IRS. Then he severed his connection with the government and moved to Ursina, where he resided for the last 30 years of his life and built a fine home. He was a member of the Church of God and a sincere Christian. He was honest and reliable in his dealings, a good neighbor, generous and kind to all. Well, double tragedy rocked the Rushes in the 1890s when their sons Harvey and Grant, both employed with the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, were killed in separate rail accidents. Of the first death, the Somerset Herald reported that, quote, "The deadly car wheels claimed another victim. This time it was Harvey Rush, who was crushed to an almost unrecognizable mass. Young Rush was employed as a brakeman and was in confluence with his train. It seems the freight was on a siding hill waiting for the eastbound express to pass. Rush stepped on to a second sidetrack when he was struck by a shifting engine and instantly killed," unquote. His brother Grant Rush worked away from home as a freight conductor in Cumberland, Maryland. An account of his death was published in German in a Baltimore German-language newspaper called Der Deutsche Correspondent. And under the headline reading Hartes Schicksal, which roughly translates to hard fate or hard destiny, the story read as follows and translated into English. Quote, "It happened as he was getting down from his locomotive when from the next track came another train at a high rate of speed. He was caught by the wheel and his head was completely pulverized. Rush had just taken some vacation time and was on his way to Yersinia. He had just received a telegram advising that his wife was very sick." Unquote. So you see, senseless tragedy is part of our collective family heritage. Soldier number 3, Leroy Forker. Leroy was a native of Preston County, West Virginia, and during the war he was a corporal with the 4th West Virginia Cavalry. Later he was a teacher in Brandonville and in 1891 moved to Yersinia, where he became a merchant in partnership with John Fadley. Later he went out on his own. His first wife, Mary A. Brooks, died in 1879, and she's buried in the Jersey Cemetery under a large obelisk in the old section, a stone that is still very legible today and beautiful in its inscription and its font and its entire shape. And so, now widowed at the age of 41, the old codger married again to a 22-year-old Sabina Dull, daughter of Frederick Dull and Peggy Fadley, and granddaughter of Christina Youngkin Dull. Thus, Sabina inherited a stepson, James Forker, who we'll hear about in a moment. Sabina and Leroy Forker went on to have 5 children of their own: Rush Forker, Mary Alice Forker, Sarah Isabel Kofroth, Carrie Van Sickle, and Anna Jacobs. From 1889 to 1893, Leroy served as postmaster of Yersinia, and he also was adjutant of the Rush Post of the GAR. In 1884, when he was mentioned in the book History of Bedford, Somerset, and Fulton Counties, it said of him that many interesting facts relative to early families and early events have been furnished for this chapter by Mr. Lee Forker of Yersinia, who has made a special study of the early history of this region, unquote. And at one time, he actually had in his possession a complete record of the minutes of the historic Jersey Church, spanning its founding in 1775 to just before the start of the Civil War in 1860. Well, tragedy shook this family, as it did many families, during World War II when Leroy's married son, Captain James Forker, a railroad engineer with the Army Engineer Reserve Corps, died of pneumonia in Carnegie near Pittsburgh while in military service. His remains were brought back to Yersinia and buried in the newer part of the Jersey Church Cemetery. Leroy himself died at the age of 89, and in a lengthy obituary, the Marysdale Republican noted that among those attending the funeral were people from these Pennsylvania towns: Carmichael's and Uniontown, Markleysburg, Wilson, Acosta, Confluence, Castleman, Kingwood, and Connellsville. And some friends from West Virginia came from such places as Brewston Mills, Brandonville, Albright, Morgantown, and Amboy. And one final piece of tragedy in the Forker family: during World War II, Leroy's grandson, Captain Eugene Forker, died as a prisoner of war on a Japanese prison ship. Well, that concludes the first 3 out of the 9 soldier stories I'm going to tell you. Please check out the second in the series of my Meinerd.com podcasts to hear more and to read more about these soldiers in greater detail. Visit my website at www.meinerd.com.